Many of you have come to this conference to receive the engrafted word sown deeply into your spirits. Many of you are expecting to have great encounters with the transforming power of my word as it is preached and taught to you. But I will share with you what many of you do not know. There are those of you who have come to this conference. You need this worship more than you need the teaching. For I have said in my word that I would inhabit your praises. And if I inhabit your praises, that means everything that I am is with me in that place of habitation. And there are those of you who are going to receive greater change during the praise and worship than you will during the preaching and teaching of my word. For you see, there is a miraculous work that can take place during praise and worship. And there are those of you who have come to this conference, you are in greater need of the work I can do through praise and worship than you are of what I do through my word. And therefore, great change is going to take place. And I would encourage you, as your father, enter into these times of worship with great expectation. An expectation that you are going to be touched by my glory and my presence, and that change is going to take place. Not just a temporary change, but a permanent change. And it will be birthed in you by the power of my Spirit. You rejoice to be in this place for this week and this conference. I rejoice that you are here. Your presence here enables you to be a participant in my perfect will for this week. And for this, I am very glad. You and I are rejoicing together this week. And I want you to know, you are going to know my love more intimately than you have in a long, long time. Rejoice in this, and again I say rejoice, for my will is being done, says the Lord.